You are listening to the How to Talk to Girls podcast with me, Trip Kramer.
Hello and welcome back to another episode of the How to Talk to Girls podcast, weekly wingman edition. And we're talking about becoming a master at conversation. Why? Because that is everything when it comes to building attraction with women. What you say and what you talk about and how you talk about is going to be the predictor of success for what happens when you're building attraction with a woman. So this is not just something where I'm giving you a quick tip or trick on something that you might want to do. Today is a very important weekly wingman. You need to make sure that you're practicing this. And with anything in life, it all takes reps. So I'm going to be giving you some really cool tools to do at home to practice conversation. But then the best thing that you can do is start to go out and actually have a real conversation with women and do approaches and go on dates and take any opportunity in your life that you can to talk to people so you become better at talking to girls. That is the whole idea. Okay, so we're going to get into some tips to do at home, then how to apply it when you're actually out and about talking to women anywhere that you go. I want to go on a quick tangent here just for a second. You know, recently I've been creating some posts for Instagram, and one topic that came up was about meeting women outside of your social circle. I'd hope that we're at the point where men are not just relying on their social circle. The reason why I'm bringing that up right now is because if you're only trying to meet women through, let's say, online dating and through your social circle, you are going to be severely limited. And that means you won't be able to get the reps in, and you won't be able to go out and practice, and you won't, more importantly, have opportunities with other women you never know you would have met, because not every woman's in your social circle, obviously, and not every woman is doing online dating. So you need to, and even if they are, even if they were, that doesn't mean you'd be able to come across all of them, okay? So you need to be going out and talking to women and practicing, and you need to get out of the bubble that your social circle is in. Social circle is great. It is amazing to have what I would call warm approaches. That's what a social circle is. You get to meet women in a warm environment, meaning it's not cold in the sense where you don't know them or you're not connected to them. That's why they call it a cold approach, like a cold call in sales. You call someone up that you don't know, have no connection to. Same idea here, cold approach, going out and talking to a random woman. Whereas you're in a social circle, these warm approaches, yeah, they're nice. They do help. It's nice to go out to a bar or an event or a dinner with friends, and then you get to meet someone there. And I used to do that too all the time. I was able to meet women through social circle, but damn, you are limited. And also, there's a couple of cons to the social circle, is that the women that you're meeting inside of your social circle, hopefully it doesn't get awkward, because now you're potentially dating or hitting on a woman that you might see again. And so how far can you go with that? Meaning, how many women in your social circle can you really go for? Maybe a couple, maybe two to three. But wow, that number is insanely low. I also think that guys who rely on social circle dating, it gets to a point where they subconsciously are actually settling, because they know that this is their only opportunity. So then they have to go for this woman, even though she might have a red flag, even though she might not be the perfect match and doesn't have your non-negotiables. So we start to settle a little bit because got to take advantage of the opportunity. Same reason why I think guys go for women at work. Well, they're around. It's easy. They're in the proximity. So we go for them because we have the opportunity, but maybe they're just a little bit more attractive to us because we have the opportunity, not because they actually provide value for us. Boom. That's a really good point there. So, okay, back to mastering conversation. I just wanted to get that out to help you so it encourages you to practice conversation and going out and meeting women doing cold approach. If you have any issue with cold approach, by the way, go to about, what was it, maybe last episode? Yeah, last episode where I talk about how to pump yourself up to do cold approach. Excuse me, I don't talk about that. My coach Eric talks about that. So that's an episode that he did where that can help you a bunch. We're not going to be talking about that today. That's on the last episode. Today, we're just talking about how do you get better at conversation. Here's the trick. You are at home. You have no one to talk to. You can easily, I'm a little old school. If you have a book lying around, there's ways you could do this digitally and on your phone, but it's nice to just put down the phone for a little bit, put down the screens for just a hot minute. And if you happen to have a book, if you don't, whatever, you can grab your phone. But if you happen to have a book, grab that. What we're going to do is we're going to take the book, we're going to flip to a random page. Then we're going to point to a random word in the book. And of course, if you land on like the word a or the or of or have or something, you know, just wherever you land, keep going until you get to some sort of verb or some sort of noun, a person, a place, a thing, an action. Okay. And then we're going to take that word and we're going to talk about it. Here's where it's going to be a little silly. This is where it gets a little bit silly. Is it might be a word you don't know that well. It might be a word that's not that easy to talk about. It might be very abstract. That's not the point. We don't want this to be easy. We want you to struggle because we are trying to make new connections in our brain. And we want to create reps where we can talk about words or ideas or concepts and just ramble on it. Okay. You know, it's funny. I'm going to tell you, my mom, and I don't get this from her. So this is not something that I get from her, but she's like amazing at this to the point where I'm like, all right. You know, you get a little bugged by your mom, but she can just talk. This woman, I swear to God, when we're together and she's talking and maybe I'm just kind of silent because I'm tired or something like that, and she just keeps on going. She finds something. And whenever that happens, I think of you guys and I go, wow, if I can just take, like if I can extract like 15% of that quality from my mom, just be able, who's able to just talk and talk and talk and talk about anything and anything all the time, and just bottle that up and give it to you guys and ship it to all of you, I promise you, you'd be amazing at conversation. I'm just saying this to you because I want to get you to the point where it does become a lot easier because you have the reps in practice and you, and I hope this is like a hope that I have, because I know not every guy has this, but I hope you get to a point where you're just a curious individual. So it's easier for you to talk about stuff or ask questions about things. Maybe you're someone who reads a lot or gets the headlines online a lot, so you can just be aware of what's going on in the world, this, that, whatever. So then you just have all this material to bring up. I digress. Back to what I was saying, we're going to take a book. If not, you can just open up your phone, go to any news site, go to any article, and then do the same thing. Scroll until you just kind of land on a word, and then you're just going to talk about it. Not only are you going to talk about it, but you're actually going to have a timer. Okay, so maybe you will have your phone with you, or you can buy a timer, I don't know, on Amazon. You're going to time yourself for 2 minutes, and you're going to talk about that thing for 2 minutes and just see where it takes you. Is it going to be awkward at times? Yes, it's going to be weird. It's going to be awkward. It's going to be uncomfortable. And if you're not a person who's a very talkative person, who's a little bit more reserved, this also might be kind of tough for you. Good. The only way you're going to grow anywhere in this world is by being challenged. We need to challenge ourselves all the time. I feel a little bit lucky because I run TripAdvice. This is the business that I run, and I'm doing this. It's funny. Some guys ask me, they go, do you do this full time? It's like, full time. I'm doing this beyond full time, triple, overtime, doing it all the time. But I was going to say is I have a lot of opportunities to challenge myself. So I feel a little bit grateful for that, because when you're running a business and you're creating content and doing this kind of thing, you're just always running into challenges. That might not be the thing for you. So we need more and more challenges. I digress again back to this challenge, which is being able to just talk about some words. So what is this going to do for you? If you do this 2 to 3 times a day, every single day, you better believe that that is going to start to build the muscle for you to then, when you're going and talking to anybody, women especially, you're going to be able to pick up on the words that she says and do the same exact thing. That's what we're doing in conversation. If we want to get really analytical about, like, what is a conversation? How do you analyze a conversation? What is it specifically? All it is statements and questions. You're either making a statement or you're asking a question. That's pretty much it. And it's all based around some sort of topic. And then when you're in conversation with someone, it just ping-pongs back and forth with questions, statement, 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 question, question, statement, question, all that. And so what we're trying to do here is we're trying to actually work on more of the statement piece, but it's okay. Questions are fine too. Meaning when you're practicing this and you pick a word from the book, you can talk about it, you can ask questions about it, just riff and ramble as much as you can on that. So then when you're in person and something comes up, you can then talk about it. Again, this is not to pick out words so then you have things to say and bring up in your future conversations. It's just the muscle memory of being able to try to talk about something random that comes up in conversation that she might say. It's also going to build the muscle of just being able to talk a little bit. Because you know what happens? You know what the whole idea behind this is? The more you can talk, it's not about necessarily what you're saying. It's just a vessel in conversation to display your personality. That's what it is. She's not going to remember, nor will you remember all the words and things said in any conversation, any given conversation ever. No matter how intense or how interesting it was, you won't remember. You'll take in a little bit of data, but mostly what's happening is you're getting an idea of who the person is, how they talk to you, how they come off energy-wise, how comfortable they are in conversation. And then, yes, you might have a little bit of some interesting conversation and it'd be nice to talk about something that's somewhat interesting. But you'll never be able to do that unless you can learn how to, for lack of a better word, ramble a little bit. Ramble and chat. And I want to be clear when I say this, when you're going through and you're learning this skill set, you don't obviously want to be in a conversation and ramble, like I said, like my mom. You want to engage with them. You do eventually want to ask them a question. You want to hear what they have to say. But still, I'm trying to get you to the point of learning how to ramble and talk, because I want to push you out of the mode that you are in right now. What mode is that? A little bit more reserved, a little quiet, a little shy. Or maybe someone who's none of the above, but you happen to be with the women that you like and the women that you're attracted to. So I want to get you to the point where conversation becomes a little bit more effortless. So we can start at home. We can grab the book or the phone, pick the word, talk about it, and practice this. Once is not enough. Reps, reps, reps. 2 to 3 times a day, every day. get the habit going. And then we can start to take that and do it out in the real world. But don't just stop doing it at home. Continue to do it at home. Do it for a full month if you have to. Just make a plan and make a promise to yourself that you're going to do this at home and you're going to pick days to go out to then put it in the real world. And if we do a combination of both, you will become a master at conversation. It will be so much easier for you. Little side note, this is another reason why I don't condone drinking when you're going out to meet women, because you're not going to be as sharp and quick-witted potentially and really on it when you're talking to women. You're not going to be taking in all the data. Think about get drunk. What happens when you get drunk? How much data are you taking in? Not much. You're poisoned. You're out of it. You drink too much, you pass out. It gets that far. So you're not going to be really in your best light and you're not going to be working to your best ability. So something to think about when it comes to drugs and alcohol and all that stuff, when you're trying to get good at something like this, especially this where it takes a little bit of brain power. You're going to need that brain power in there. A lot of guys are struggling with this. They're not able to necessarily do it on their own or they can't hold themselves accountable. I understand that accountability is one of the most powerful ways to get someone to do something and get better at it. We can't always hold ourselves accountable that easy. So if you need help, you can always go to tripadvicecoaching.com, book a call with my team. You might even get me on the phone. We can chat and we can see how we can help you. The coaching program is all about accountability to make sure you know how to go out, talk to women, do approaches, get the right dating profile up and running to get you more matches and more dates. All this is super important. So if you need help, need accountability, don't want to do this on your own, not sure where to start, you can always rely on us. We are we can be your backup plan. Or if you just found this podcast and you're like, nope, I'm not going to listen to 800 episodes. Let's just go right now and get this thing handled. Join us, join my community, tripadvicecoaching.com. Which is always the sponsor of Weekly Wingman. Did that help? Is this going to help you become a master of conversation? Staying home, going through the material, then going out and then implementing it? I just know that it will. You can know too if you actually try it and do it. Hope that helps. Thank you for listening to another Weekly Wingman. Don't forget to reach out if you need help. The link is in the show notes. And we can guide you.